time for your evening farm report on KLGR. Let's take a look at how the market shaped up for the day as we look at the last day of the March trading on all the markets. March corn closed 4 cents higher, 374.5. May up 2¾ cents at 382 even. December new crop corn 1½ higher at 401.5. Soybeans for March 7 cents higher, 1045 even. The May up 6 cents at 1055.5. November new crop 0.25 cent higher, 1032¼. Soybean meal for March $7.70 higher at $394.20. May up $5.50 at $394.70 per ton. Soybean oil for March 23 cents lower at $31.96. May down 17 cents at $32.23. Chicago wheat for March 21¼ cents higher at $484.50. July new crop 16 cents higher at $507¼. Minneapolis wheat for March up a dime at $606.50. May up 13 cents at $622 even. July new crop 13¼ cents higher at $631.50. Kansas wheat for March 19¼ cents higher at $508¼. May up 17½ cents at $522¼. New crop up 16½ at $539 even. Oats for March 3 cents higher at $2.63 even. The May up a half at $2.70¼. July 0.75 cents higher at $2.72¾. Taking a look at the market at the close, February down 52 cents in the live cattle at 127.50. April 97 cents lower at 123.27. June futures down 75 cents at 115.60. Feeder cattle for March $1.80 lower at 144.75. April down $2.20 at 147 even. May $1.70 lower at 148.55. Lean hogs for April $2.72 lower at $67.22, May $1.52 lower at $74.87, June down $1.35 at $80.67. That's going to check your market numbers here. Taking a look at a little bit of farm news here on the Evening Farm Report, a U.S. District Court judge in Eastern California's district issued a preliminary injunction that prohibits the state from implementing a false and misleading Prop 65 labeling requirement for glyphosate. The judge cited harm to the nation's economy as a reason for issuing the injunction. Over a dozen ag groups as well as 11 attorneys general across the U.S. came together to seek the injunction. The labeling requirement will now be postponed until the court issues a final ruling on the matter. Chandler Gould, National Wheat Growers Association CEO, was the lead plaintiff in the case. He says glyphosate is a vital tool that growers need to put on America's tables. The judge's statement said, as it applies to glyphosate, the required warnings are false and misleading. Given the heavy weight of evidence in the record that glyphosate is not in fact known to cause cancer, the required warning is factually inaccurate and controversial. Glyphosate is approved by the EPA for use in over 250 ag crops throughout the United States. Politico is reporting that the Senate is not expected to make any drastic changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program as it works to reauthorize the Farm Bill. Those comments came from Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts during a speech before anti-hunger advocates Tuesday morning. While speaking to the National Anti-Hunger Policy Conference, Roberts said again that he'll oppose efforts to introduce block grants to SNAP. He defended the program as an important part of the Farm Bill and one that's essential to garner the needed votes to pass a Farm Bill. I think we can make efficiencies, he says, but we're not going to drastically change the program. That was his answer to a question about the harvest box concept proposed by the White House in its fiscal 2019 budget. He says there are a lot of things to take care of before even looking at the harvest box idea as a potential pilot program, calling it, quote, way down the list. The chair of the House Ag Committee Subcommittee on Nutrition called the idea of a harvest box a bad idea that's getting more attention than it deserves. That's for the check of your evening farm report here on KLGR. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 6:30 on the Morning Farm Show. Have a good night.